This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Today, as you go about your day, just doing what you do every day, you're going to find people that are really amazing, that are good folks. And maybe you don't even recognize that what they do is amazing. Could be the town cop, could be a sheriff, could be a teacher, could whoever it is. Our friends at Oasis Petroleum have the Be the Buffalo spirit, which, of course, the buffalo we know does what? Goes into the storm, right? The cattle are like, they're out of there. Sort of like law enforcement, you go into the bullets, right? Well, the buffalo goes into the storm. And that's what they've done at Oasis Petroleum. And they recognize that spirit in a lot of North Dakotans and want to celebrate it with us. And so we have set up the Be the Buffalo hotline for Oasis Petroleum at 855-200-1776. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you see something really good, say something, because it might just be contagious and continue to happen. And I think a lot of great things happen every day where we live, and you just sort of take them for granted. We're trying to not do that. We're trying to recognize it and celebrate it. So help us do that. 7 past the hour. Let's see. We had Phil, who was on the road, telling us about a survey. And then Jim with a comment, and then we're going to introduce some guests. Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour as well on What's on Your Mind this hour. So your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Phil, tell us about the survey you were talking about before the break.
Yeah, you bet, Scott. It was just interesting because we hear so much each year how, especially among millennials and Gen Z, they're just so accepting of LGBT issues, and that group has made such gains over the last 20-25 years. Well, anyway, this group called GLAAD, it is a gay and lesbian organization, they've been excited to do this survey every year for about 5 years, showing that more and more people are just very accepting and comfortable with everything. But the tide is turning a little bit, and I had never heard this. This survey, 18 to 34 year olds in particular are starting to go the other way and say, you know what, we're not quite as comfortable with it anymore. And so GLAAD actually wasn't very happy about their survey. And this was I actually read this on a couple of different sources, and John Stonestreet, who hosts the Breakpoint show, he was saying very eloquently how, I think they've overplayed their hand. I mean, there's just so many things that they're trying to normalize in our culture today, especially when it comes to things like transgenderism and shut down, certain types of counseling when there are people who would like to break away from that lifestyle that they're struggling with. It was just really interesting to see, and it was a significant number, Scott.
I saw a couple of stories on it, and it was mainly from the perspective, as you said, of people that saw, okay, this is troublesome. A younger group is now turning more hostile towards the lifestyle. As I recall, what I saw was more of the activism, sort of the in your face activism, rather than my coworker is I've got to dig into it a little more, but I appreciate you calling today and sharing the story with us and raising it, because it hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but I did see it too, so thanks, appreciate that. Jim and Wilton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a little story about my wife and myself. We're both in medical nursing, and we were traveling to the cities, and came across an armored van that had rolled into the ditch, and so we got out and started to assess the two men, and they were both critical, and so I didn't really pay attention to what else was going on until another person walked up, and the ground was literally just silver with quarters. And then from that point, you start looking around and seeing these big bags full of $100 bills packets. So that was a kind of an amazing thing. And then to see the people come around and help pick up stuff and get it put together before the fleece came. That's my story.
You didn't fill your pockets with quarters, though, is what you're saying on that, right?
No. No one did. Everyone was very, very good. The armored vehicle had just come from a casino. And, everyone, it was really amazing that the people guarded it, and the guards were worried and everything, but it was an amazing sight.
Fantastic. Well, appreciate it very much, Jim. Thanks for the call. And we were talking earlier about what would you do, those folks in Atlanta that came across a armored truck with a whole lot of cash, that's for sure. Let me introduce our next guest. We, from time to time on this program, will call on the Heritage Foundation as a resource on all kinds of issues, very well-respected conservative think tank, and we are fortunate enough to have a couple of the Heritage experts with us in town, actually in Fargo today and Bismarck tomorrow, doing some work on workforce, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Adam Michelle, who focuses on tax policy and the federal budget, he's the senior policy analyst in the Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget at the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk with him a little bit about taxes and how they impact you and opportunity of Americans and our economy as well. So also the minimum wage debate that is heating up, because all the Democratic candidates, I'm waiting for an auctioneer actually to show up, one of these Democratic candidates for him, so it could be like $14 an hour, no, $15 an hour, no, $16, I'll see that and go $20 an hour it's going to be. And meanwhile, it kills more jobs the higher they get, so we'll talk about that. Also, Tim Descher is here. Tim's the Associate Director of Coalition Relations at the Heritage Foundation, and is in charge of maintaining relationships and promoting heritage policy surrounding tax, energy, agriculture, budget, and economics. And also spent time as a research associate in the Project for Economic Growth at the Heritage Foundation. Gentlemen, nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, this is great to be here, man. Wow.
And Tim, you and I have been talking for a while about the desire on the part of Heritage to come to North Dakota. Thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, you have been incredible. So far, we've been here for just under a day now. Everybody here has been incredible. Had a great time out last night in Fargo. So thank you for all your suggestions on that.
You bet. Why North Dakota? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here. You're coming to a few states, just a handful.
Yeah,
right?
This is stop four of numbers of six states where, you know, we have been compiling and kind of seeing what's been happening with the economy. And one of the big stories to tell, you know, 10 years ago, it was jobs. We need jobs. We need jobs. More jobs. More jobs. Everybody was campaigning on jobs. And now we have 7.3 million open jobs in this country. And that's a problem in and of itself, because we have a workforce. We have workforce needs that we're having a hard time filling. And so we decided to go get outside of D.C. and head around to different areas of the country, and North Dakota is one of those. I mean, you guys have had incredible population growth in the last 10 years, and you are trying to figure out how to fill these jobs and keep the economy growing. And so we're trying to learn from everybody outside of the bubble, outside of the groupthink in D.C., and this is one of those ways that we're doing it. It's just a listening tour here.
That's awesome. Of those 7-plus million jobs open, Adam, and just the initial, the extra effort to fill the positions and the different things you have to do, what kind of a drag is that on business right now?
Yeah, we're hearing from business that they're having trouble finding the right people for those open jobs. There's more jobs open than people looking for them, and the first time in our history, which is pretty incredible to think about. But there's still tons of people out there that are not being able to find a job that suits them or has their skills. So helping businesses think about ways to train workers and get workers into the positions that they need is a big challenge and something that businesses are struggling with. And that's something that often in D.C. we think about federal policies, but these are local issues. These are how do businesses deal with the local circumstances, things that are happening here in Fargo that aren't happening next door in another state. And so learning about all those differences is part of why we're here and what we're interested in.
any best practices that have popped off the page so far, and things that in the states you have been that are working well for people?
You know, it's amazing, and this is one thing that I'm learning. I've learned from you, Scott, a little bit. When, in many of the places that we've gone, the word apprenticeship comes up. We need an apprenticeship program. Let's have the corporations start apprenticeship programs, and that's going to, you know, help train up the workforce, and they'll be, you know, ready to go employees for us after they're finished with it. And that seems to have been a trend, but I've been hearing that that isn't maybe the best route to go here in North Dakota. Maybe there's a better way. And so that differentiates it a little bit from what's going on out there. So it's just a small example there.
Yeah, interesting point on that is I understand that to take advantage of some of the incentives and the help that's there on the federal level, that you have to have a business of a certain size, so many employees, I forget the number, but the lion's share of the businesses in North Dakota, of course, are below that threshold. So then there's no help, you know. So I think what Michelle Comer at the Commerce Department and others in North Dakota have said, how about just block grant those dollars and we'll use them the best way we can, which of course would make some sense. More with our experts coming up on What's on Your Mind after this break.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cal Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Two more calls and another letter about selling our minerals. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I heard those guys at Mineral Tracker help mineral owners get the best deal. We should get a hold of them. Our neighbor Joe got double what his letters had offered with Mineral Tracker's help.
Received offers for your minerals? Stop. Don't do anything until you talk to the Mineral Tracker guys. They know the industry. They'll get you a better deal. Go to MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mind brought to you by High Plains Apache today. Farmer's best friends, that sprayer. You don't want any breakdowns. You use that sprayer so dang much. And I'll tell you why my friends at the Apache Sprayer want you to know this. They are all about support. They really are. So once you buy that sprayer And you're going to have the support, you're going to have the parts, you're going to have everything you need. HighPlainsApache.com for all the details, or stop and see him in Mandan. Not far from Culver's, or exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier, across from Walmart. And again, online anytime at HighPlainsApache.com. All right, continuing our conversation now with experts from the Heritage Foundation in town to talk workforce today. Adam Michelle is here, and Tim Descher. So let's talk a little bit about the overall economy here. I know, obviously, you're here today to talk about workforce, and they really go hand in hand anyway. You, Adam, you know, live your life studying the components of this. I thought all along, the second that there was enough votes for the Trump tax package, that Donald Trump, you know, was on his way to re-election. I really thought that, because I just thought it's just kind of common sense, isn't it? I mean, we know it works, and it has now. We've seen it work. But how good is it? How much is that foundation going to be there for the election conversation in 2020?
The economy is tremendous right now. You see the headlines. The unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. It's been at that level for several months now. But the thing that's not being talked about is how pro-growth policies, tax cuts, deregulation don't just help the wealthy investment managers in New York, but we're actually seeing wage growth for low-income workers growing twice the rate of wage growth for the highest-income workers. We're seeing unemployment at record lows for all sorts of subpopulations, for various minorities, for folks without a high school degree. For women, for you sort of go down the list, everyone is benefiting from the strong economy, and that's the story that keeps getting left out. This is an economic revival that truly is lifting all boats, and that's the story that when you watch your mainstream media, they don't like to talk about.
Chairman Powell will be in the Senate today. He was in the House yesterday, and of course there's a unprecedented feud right now, really, between the White House, the president, and the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. You know, the president being critical of them for holding the economy back, if you will. Is he right?
If you look at the economy, it's doing very well. The Fed is sort of, I like to think of the Fed as secondary to all of the good policy reforms the administration and Congress are driving. If you look at deregulation in and of itself, on top of all the tax cuts, that's what's really giving the juice to the economy. And that's what truly creates bottom-up reforms that people feel. The Fed can tinker with rates and that sort of top-level changes. What really makes people's lives better is making it so you can start a business easier, so that when you earn a living, the government isn't taking half of what you make. Those are the things that I think really impact yours and my life, all the folks out there listening.
So that battle doesn't keep you up at night to mess this up. You don't see that as holding it back.
No, I think the real battle on the ground is how do we extend the tax cuts that are unfortunately temporary. They start expiring in 2025. How do we get the American people on the side of the administration to roll back all of the Obama-era regulations that are holding business back, keeping them from bringing more employees on board? Those are the things that keep me up at night.
Our listeners are going to hear a lot between now and November of 2020 that basically says, you know, this economy, yeah, it's good, but it's all started under Obama. I mean, you know, the job growth extends into the Obama era. So, this is just Trump being given a gift from Team Obama. What should they say to that?
You know, when you look at the trend, people are right that the economy was getting better all throughout the Obama era, but it was just sort of trudging along. And towards the end of the Obama administration, we actually were seeing the slowdowns in a lot of the main economic indicators. If you look at the election of President Trump, when he started rolling back regulations and then the tax cuts, those are three distinct places where you can see new business applications, new investment, more hiring, job wage gains. All of these trends change trajectory noticeably. You can see it in the graphs. It goes from a slow up to a steep up, and that's the story that needs to be told. Is this the strong economy is only getting stronger and being prolonged because of all the great policies. And the other side of the story is out there. You can talk about raising the minimum wage. You can talk about increasing government spending, the government increasing your taxes significantly to pay for all the progressive agenda. All of that is guaranteed to change all the good economic signs that we're seeing.
And what about, just jumping in here, what about 3% growth? I mean, that was gone. The Obama administration was saying that it was gone. We're not going to see those days anymore. Just get used to this tepid growth.
Yeah. What was the average, 1.8% of growth for the Obama years?
And that was supposed to be the new normal. That's right. We need to get excited if we're flirting with 2%. But
you don't need a magic wand.
Well, abracadabra, buddy!
Yeah.
And it's the magic wand of pro-growth policies.
That's right.
That's what is getting us close to 3%.
It drives me crazy that we even have to debate this anymore, whether it works or not, because how many more examples do you need?
It's really incredible. The examples are out there. It works every time we try it.
And we also know we'll slow it down. And one example would be a higher minimum wage. This is a debate that the Democrats love because they can say, see, we're for the little guy. We want to get you more of a minimum wage. We want to set it. First of all, there is no minimum wage in North Dakota because things are booming. The market sets the rate of minimum wage. But they are on an arms race now to do this. What would it mean if they get their way? If it's $16 minimum wage.
So we now have a report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. These are sort of the folks that put out some of the best reports in D.C. And they just had a report that said that at the low end, a $15 minimum wage could destroy trillion jobs. 1.3 trillion jobs. That wipes out every job gain that we've gotten in 2019. And at the high end, what that means is for every four workers that got a raise because of the minimum wage, one worker would lose their job. So we can talk about a couple dollar wage gain that you got, but if you lost your job, that's taking away your livelihood. That's what's on the table here is businesses just simply wouldn't be able to employ as many people. It means food prices would go up. It means everything that you buy, the price of everything you would buy would go up. And people would lose their jobs.
Yeah, and the people that lose their jobs are the ones that can least afford to lose their jobs, right?
That's exactly right. What a minimum wage says is that person that is trying to get the job skills, that's trying to enter the labor market, is trying to get that first rung of the ladder of economic mobility, it's making it illegal to hire that person. It's saying if you don't produce enough value, you can't have a job.
Is it really about unions? Is it to unions who are setting a lot of their wages based on what the minimum wage is? Is that what this push is about?
That's certainly part of it. It's unions saying if we negotiated these contracts, we think everyone else should live by these rules. But it really comes down to, do you support the little guy? And the minimum wage simply doesn't do that. It boxes people with the least skills out of the labor market. It makes it harder for them to make a living.
Folks, pay attention to this debate and take stats like you just heard today from these pros and use them in conversation. It's very important. Tim Dasher, Adam Michelle from the Heritage Foundation. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's the Medora Minute. We're out with Justin Fisk from Medora and all things Medora. I'll tell you, we're after July 4th now, Justin. There's no more beautiful place than the Badlands in July and picking in Medora.
Oh, man. Summer in Medora is absolutely unmatched. It's a place unlike any other. And now, 4th of July is over. We've got our lake weekends done. We're ready to get that traditional Medora trip together for the family. We've got to see the Pitchfork Steak Fondue, unbelievable dinner and a view experience, and the greatest show in the West, the Medora Musical. The kids love it. Grandma loves it. Everyone together. That just doesn't happen very often.
I know the Medora Gospel Brunch is a big draw as well. That's a great way to spend a Sunday morning.
Great professional show celebrating some of the best gospel music in history. And it's all hosted by one of our favorites, the Queen of the West, Miss Emily Walter.
Explore it. Adore it. Medora. If you want more info, Medora.com, Medora.com. Justin Fisk, we will talk soon, my friend.
Willie from the Badlands.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday.
President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We have a great lignite industry in this state. We really do. And the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is just about that. It says, hey, businesses and homes need affordable energy. They need reliable energy. And they need allies, because there's a lot of people that are trying to, you know, not buy into all of the above energy as a solution for our energy needs. And honestly, we need it all. We need it all. If you look at where our energy needs are and you look at the, you know, the availability of the energy sources, we need them all. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. So our next guest, I just saw on Fox News, but I was talking and I couldn't hear what he was saying. So he can tell us. Congressman Kelly Armstrong back with us on What's on Your Mind. Another one of those fun hearings going on in the Judiciary Committee. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm pretty fired up right now.
So I could tell you were fired up, but I couldn't hear you. So tell us what's going on this morning.
Well, so Robert Mueller is supposed to testify in front of House Judiciary next week, and we have put up with all the circus and sideshow hearings that the Democrats have had. We've had hearings with left-wing cable news pundits and John Dean. We had a four-hour hearing about whether Attorney General Barr is in contempt for not violating federal law, but we find out this morning that when Bob Mueller's here next week, you know, the guy who actually wrote the report, we're only going to be allowed 2 hours. So because of where I sit and because I just got elected this January, I'm not going to have the opportunity to ask the guy who wrote the report questions. And that means essentially the constituents in North Dakota have no voice on the committee, and I'm pissed off about it.
Well, understandably. I mean, first of all, what do you, you know, Robert Mueller said, I don't want to testify. If I'm compelled to testify, I'm just going to repeat what's in the report. Now, can he do that? I mean, will that happen, or will there be real questions by at least some? Unfortunately, not all. And who decides it's 2 hours? What is the deal there? Obviously the Democrats are trying to protect him from getting questions from you and others, but why?
Actually, I think what ended up happening is Chairman Nadler got rolled by Chairman Schiff because he's going to hand over an intelligence. But this is judiciary's jurisdiction. And I've been one of the guys from the get-go, actually, and I'm not always on the same side as my Republican colleagues on this. I've been saying since day one, we should have Robert Mueller testify. Instead of subpoenaing all these other people and doing all these other show hearings, we should have the guy report it. And I mean, you can ask questions and he can answer them however he wants, but I think it makes much more sense for the way this place is supposed to function to bring the guy who wrote the report in than to bring on cable news pundits to opine about it who have nothing to do with it. And so now we're finally to that point, and we are going to limit ourselves. And I think it also sets a dangerous precedent for, I mean, just for how the committee process works. You know, I ran a committee in the North Dakota State Senate, and there's no way I would have let a witness dictate how much time or how much, what they were willing to provide to the committee. And I think that's essentially the Democrats caved. They caved to Bob Mueller, and they're allowing him to dictate the terms of how he testifies.
And I would imagine there's Democratic members that are mad too, no?
Well, I'm assuming. I mean, there's more Democratic members on the committee than there are on the House, than there are Republicans, so they're going to have less people testify as well. And I want to be clear. I'm not kicking dirt and whining about it. This is important. And if they're going to continue to do all the other hearings associated with this and try and use the Judiciary Committee as a narrative committee for the next election cycle, then I think if we are actually going to continue down these hearings, then this is the hearing that matters. The rest of them don't matter nearly as much. And we're limited in Congress's ability to interact with Bob Mueller. And at the same time, we're going to subpoena every member of the Trump administration who they deem politically convenient. And I think it's not the way business should be done. And I don't think people think this is the way business should be done.
Questions or comments for Congressman Armstrong. Welcome today on What's on Your Mind, as always, 800-228-0550. The toll-free telephone number, you can text him in, 701-367-2054. And or Todd at 701-226-8503. There was some report earlier about the subpoena fight raising questions over whether or not Mueller would testify next week. Is there still a possibility that he wouldn't testify?
I'm not aware. I'm assuming this is part of all those deals that were cut. You know, we've back then when it was Congressman Kramer, and fortunately for him, he was in the majority, but I mean, the House really doesn't work in a bipartisan manner as far as scheduling and doing these things. So we're not actively engaged in those conversations. Those are conversations between the Democratic majority judiciary staff and the Mueller team. But I mean, by all accounts, he's coming next week because he's only coming for 2 hours.
And what is this subpoena fight right now? Just more of the show trials that you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, this is a subpoena fight about David Pecker, Rosenstein, Jared Kushner, Corey Lewandowski. I don't think they're going to limit any of those hearings to 2 hours long.
Yeah, very interesting on that front for sure. I'm trying to see if this is a question for you from our listeners. Oh, okay, this is specifically talking about being excluded. Ask Congressman Armstrong what the process is to fight back on that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, we're working through staff and, I mean, all of those things. I mean, essentially, this is a violation of House rules. And I think when you get into process fights, that frustrates the American people. And I understand that. But at the end of the day, when you're in the minority, process matters. And if you don't, if you can change your rules at any given time, that doesn't affect the majority. That only affects the minority. And so we'll continue to work through it. I'm assuming what they'll have to do is have a member vote to adjourn and have all of the Democratic members of the committee vote in favor of it, because there won't be a single Republican member who votes in favor of it. I mean, that's really the only way they get around the rule. Are they just going to violate the House rules? And then that's a whole different problem for a lot of reasons.
Is the fact that there is a significant food fight, for lack of a better term, going on between Nancy Pelosi and others on the Democratic side, a good thing or a bad thing from the standpoint of sort of stemming some of the stupidity? I mean, is that a sideshow, or is that, you know, mean? Is that help or hurt your efforts?
You know, I don't particularly know. I think we run the danger of coming to a scenario where Nancy Pelosi and her typical political tactics and leadership style get viewed as the reasonable side. And I think that's how it's being interpreted right now. I think it's good for North Dakotans, and I think it's good for the Midwest. And the reason I say that is because if they start losing that far left socialist wing of their party, then in order to do stuff, they're going to have to make sure that the moderate Democrats from the Midwest are at the table and having conversations. And if that happens, we at least get policy that's grounded in reality, even if we disagree with it, as opposed to what we see from the presidential debate stage on the Democratic side and what we do see from the far left of the Democrats in the House. So, I mean, I hope it keeps going because I think it gives moderate Democrats more power, which is good for Republicans and good for North Dakota.
Because you might actually be able to have a conversation, get some things done, right?
There are a lot of people down here on both sides of the aisle that you can work with and that are smart, good public servants. They just get drowned out a lot by the noise from the far left, particularly on the Democratic side.
Texter says, when will the vote on the USMCA happen?
Well, we're back to the same conversation. Whenever Speaker Pelosi puts it on the floor. I talk to my Democratic colleagues just about every day, trying to get a meeting with one or another one at least twice a week, trying to figure out what we can do to help get USMCA on the floor from the minority. It has enough votes to pass on the floor of the House. I'm convinced of that. But leadership has to bring it to the floor for a vote. And I know Lighthizer and the administration has been working very hard with both Republicans and Democrats in the House to try and get that timeline moving forward. But we're up against the clock. I mean, we're here for 2 weeks, and then there's big August recess, and then we're going to come back, and it's going to be a debt ceiling fight. So, my thoughts on USMCA coming to the floor has looked like a cardiogram. Right now, I'm not as bullish on it as I was a week ago.
And so, like, what is the chip? What is she basically saying? I'm not going to look. It's a win for the Trump administration. So she doesn't want that. On the other hand, there's obviously a lot of the Democratic members whose districts will benefit from this. So I'd imagine there's quite the tug and the pull. But does she use it as a lever? Then is it the fight over something else that until she gets agreement on A, B, or C, she's not going to put it on the floor?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that the goalposts move all the time on this. What I mean by that is, you know, we dropped the 232 tariffs. Mexico actually legislated labor laws that were a Democratic requirement for USMCA. So both those things have occurred. And we just continue to every time everybody complies with this, then there seems to be a new demand. And, I mean, in speaking to our friends at Mexico and in Canada, they're all ready to rock and roll on this. So the holdup is really Democratic leadership in the U.S. House. I think it becomes political. I think at some point in time, we have to figure out a way to put as much pressure on Democratic districts that need USMCA to pass so they can put pressure on their own leadership.
Have you had a chance to forge a relationship with Congressman Peterson? Chairman of the House.
Yes,
yeah, I mean, there's always been a pretty good connection there, being a border guy in Minnesota. So, what is your sense from him? I'm sure he's on your side on this, and probably can't exactly be real vocal in his criticism of the speaker. But what does he give you in the way of tea leaves on this?
Yeah, I'm an old state party chair, so I say this, but I've said this to Colin. I mean, he is great to work with. He understands a lot of the issues. Him and I are co-sponsoring two different bills together. He's worked very closely. That doesn't mean, I always go back to the problem with politics is his first vote is to vote for Nancy Pelosi for speaker. So I would prefer somebody in that district that didn't take that vote. But as long as he's here, he's really great to work with. And he's been around this a long time. And this is a lot like trade deals, right? The answer is, who knows? I mean, trying to ballpark when the right set of pressure points come into play to put this on the House floor is very difficult, especially with all the internal fighting going on that side right now.
Dave emails, I wish there was a way the American public could get all the money back from the waste on these bogus investigations. Well, I hope somebody tallies it up at some point, just so we know how many tax dollars went into all of it. And you look at what Congress is doing now, you know, taking this time, it's unbelievable. We'll give you a chance to respond on that when we come back after a short time out. On What's On Your Mind, Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here. Questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. More after this.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, the number 612-554-4804.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, but there's also SchwannCadillac.com. I mentioned that because there's the brand new XT6. If you need a three-seat or a three-row SUV that is actually comfortable for adults, you've got to check it out. I did a whole video, so look at my Facebook page or go to SchwannCadillac.com.
11 before the top of the hour, we continue with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Last chance to chat with him. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550 in the segment. Dan and Bismarck, go ahead for Kelly. Dan, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, go ahead, Dan.
All right, Congressman Armstrong. There has Yeah, there's been some reporting on a slush fund that was covering the peccadilloes of certain congressmen and senators over the years, which funded by taxpayer dollars. I would like to know what the status of that is. Is anybody looking into it? I think inquiring minds want to know. I can't be the only one in the country that's asking what happened there and why hasn't it been more public? I mean, if that happened, why don't we know about it and why isn't somebody looking into it?
Are you talking about the payment of settlements for, like, sexual harassment claims?
Yeah, that and whatever else was involved. But if I understand it correctly, it was taxpayer dollars that were used to pay off.
And then they tried to hide behind.
And if it happened, why aren't we getting to the bottom of it?
Yeah, and they used it. Well, and so this is going to get a little legal. I can tell you it's not going to happen anymore. The House Ethics has changed those rules. Those settlements are no longer confidential. But when confidential, I mean, how the rules were then, and I don't know because it obviously happened before I was here, but I can look into it. But my understanding, and I always hate to give legal understanding or legal understanding with, I mean, old habit from being a lawyer, but the rules are changed now, so that can no longer happen. But I'm not entirely sure what the confidentiality rule or confidentiality legalities were under the old rules, but I can check into it.
So are you telling me it can't happen anymore? It can't happen anymore. I understand that. But I want to know who was involved earlier and why it can't be brought to light. If taxpayer dollars were used for this purpose, are you telling me that the politicians then wrote the rules to protect themselves from ever having to be accountable for this? Is that what you're telling me? Are you okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with that. I'm telling you I don't know enough about the legalities of it. And I can check into it.
Yeah, but now if you check into it and you find out that they wrote the rules to protect themselves, are we just in a situation where nothing's ever going to be done about this? Just be honest with me. Is that where we're at?
Well, I mean, I think typically government, I mean, and we've seen this with whether it's, presidentials and new elections and stuff. Politicians are really loath to go back in time as they continue to move forward.
If it shows them in a bad light, of course they don't want to.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how many of those members aren't here anymore, and I mean all of those things. It's just, one thing I think everybody knows that I try to be as honest with them possible. I wouldn't get your hopes up that you're going to hear a whole lot about something that happened to a congressman 12 years ago under old rules.
And who would determine that right now? Would that be the Democrats and the leadership?
A lot of it depends on settlement agreements, and I mean whether you're a congressman or not, when you actually engage in anything that has legal barriers to it, those become they have to be part of the conversation, otherwise liability attaches. So, like I said, I will check into it. I have not looked into it since I've been here. This is the first time that somebody has asked me about it, but I will see what I can find out.
Appreciate the call, Dan.
About how much was paid and who to.
Yeah, so we'll get some answers back. Appreciate that. Only about a minute and a half left, so I want to rapid fire through a couple other things here. One is from a texter that says, you're talking about moderate Democrats, but I haven't heard any of them speak out against Pelosi and her anti-American agenda. Cortez has challenged Pelosi, but she sure as heck isn't a moderate. I don't think there's a moderate Democrat. They're all leftist lunatics.
I'll push back on that. Last week when we got the border security passed through, the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is made up of moderate Democrats, pushed back very hard on the Democratic leadership. And I'm glad they did because there was a humanitarian crisis. Now, what I will agree with is I don't think enough of them do it publicly.
Talk about the Defense Authorization Act. You got a vote coming up on that. It passed overwhelmingly in the Senate with 86 votes and not going so well in the House. What's happening?
No, and traditionally for the last 80 years, this has been a bipartisan bill, as it should be. I mean, this is dealing with the safety and security of not only our troops, but every citizen in the country. And we have broken a longstanding tradition in Congress by adding a bunch of Democratic wish list poison pills to it. And so it's no longer a partisan vote. But I'm not sure they can add enough to it to get the far left of their
of their conference to agree to it. So it's going to be very interesting to see if they can pull enough Democratic votes. It's really unfortunate because this, I mean, this is military capabilities, this is nuclear deterrence, this is safety and providing for our troops and providing for the security of our country. If there's ever been an issue in D.C. that should absolutely be bipartisan, this is it. And it's unfortunate that even something as important as this, with as long a history of tradition of bipartisanship, is now being hijacked by the political left.
What's the worst thing in it that they've added into it? Anything that you sticks out?
There's a lot of bad stuff. I think the lowering of our nuclear deterrent capabilities, and then also being strict draconian language as to what the president can use, what the president can use within his disposal on border security.
All right, got it, Ron Kelly. Thanks a ton. See you tomorrow, folks.
Hi,
God bless.
I'm Elise Putlich, a Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.